In the studio with me today is Dr. Temple Grandin. Grandin is currently a faculty member in the animal sciences at Colorado State University. She is an American academic and animal behavioralist. Temple is a consultant to the livestock industry where she offers advice on animal behaviors. She is one of the first autistic people to document the insights she gained from her personal experience of autism and has an outspoken proponent of autism rights and neurodiversity movements. It is joyous to be in your presence, Temple. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with me on KUVO Community Connection.
It's great to be here.
Thank you so much. Your latest documentary, An Open Door, where you want to help kids who think differently to get out, get a career, where they can do something constructive. What encouraged you to create this documentary?
Well, I think teaching is really important, and a big part of the documentary is about teaching, livestock classes, hands-on learning. One of the things I'm very interested in today is how people think differently. Some people think in pictures, others think in mathematical patterns, and then there's others that are word thinkers, and some people are mixtures of the different kind of thinking. And my kind of mind that thinks in pictures really gets into the hands-on things, and I'm worried that a lot of the visual thinkers like me, who are poor at math, at higher math, are getting screened out. I worked with shop people that were just high school graduates that had multiple patents inventing equipment for the beef industry. They're aging out now, they're retiring, and they're not getting replaced. They better get replaced.
Excellent.
And where they, what's happening is taking shop classes out of the schools. And I worked with people on these big projects on big beef plants, and about 20% of them were either autistic, dyslexic, or ADHD, and some of them owned the shops.
Wow.
And the problem is, where's Junior? He's playing video games in the basement because he never got exposed to tools.
You've got to be exposed to a lot of things
you've
in this
get
world.
You've got to get exposed to a lot of stuff because there's no way you can find out what you like or don't like if you don't try different things.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Once a child has been diagnosed with autism or on the spectrum, that begins the autism journey. Early intervention is a critical component. What would you tell a family that recently a child was diagnosed with autism?
You have a three-year-old that's not talking. You need to start working on education and therapy right now.
Now.
Worst thing you can do is wait. I was in speech therapy by age 2.5, and the main things that was done with me was teaching turn-taking, how to wait and take turns at games, because that teaches a kid to inhibit a response, speech, and then basic skills, eating with utensils, putting clothes on, just learning basic skills. And it should be done in a fun way where the kid likes going to therapy.
Right.
That's what I would tell the parent of a three-year-old that's
Excellent.
Not talking.
That's very good advice. What would you give advice of someone who was an adult that just found out that they were autistic?
I've talked to a lot of adults that have been in good careers. I have grandparents come up to me all the time. They're in good careers, and they discover they're autistic when the kids get diagnosed. And where it helps them is in their relationships. That's where it really helps them. But I'm seeing some kids where the autism diagnosis is holding them back because the parents do everything for them. Kids, teenagers, fully verbal, maybe doing well in school, and they've never gone shopping. They've never ordered food in a restaurant. They've never done laundry. They're not learning cooking. They're not learning any life skills. I'm seeing a lot of that going on now.
I'm so glad I went the other route.
We've got to get them out doing things, but on the other hand, there are some accommodations, rapid multitasking jobs, like a busy takeout window I'd avoid. Also, long strings of verbal instruction do not work. Need to write it down like a pilot's checklist. That's really important.
Very, very important. Okay, how do you tell parents, teachers, and educators, how do they find employers that would be willing to help the teenagers get to that point? I know you have to be very patient as one.
Well, one of the things I learned is I learned how to sell my work. When I sold design jobs, I just showed off the drawings, I showed off the pictures. I learned to sell my work rather than myself. And one of my earliest jobs is I wrote for the Arizona Farmer Ranchman magazine, and doing really well, I was livestock editor. And then the magazine got sold and we got a new boss. And he thought it was really weird, and he was going to get rid of me. But fortunately, Susie, the nice lady who laid out the ads, who I also think was on the autism spectrum, said, we got to get a scrapbook together of all your articles to show to Jim, and I got a raise.
Excellent.
I saved the job by showing off my work.
Right.
So this is something I emphasize, showing the work.
That's very important. Who is going to teach people on the spectrum how to drive if they want to learn?
Well, the way I learned to drive was out on my aunt's ranch, and the mailbox was 3 miles away on a dirt road. So I'm learning how to drive in a very safe environment. And what I'd recommend is many more hours of practice in a very safe place. Let's start in the middle of a big parking lot, a dry field. That's where you start, where there's nothing to hit. And it took 20 minutes to go up and back to that mailbox. And I did a couple of hundred miles of that before I even did any traffic.
Nice.
So let's just more practice in a totally safe place.
And that's true with anything that an autistic person is going to do. It needs a lot of practice, patience, and time, correct?
Well, there's some things they learn quickly, but you see, you need to get the operation of the motor vehicle into motor memory before you deal with traffic.
Do you watch TV?
Yeah, some.
Some?
But I like to read. I like to read science magazines. My idea of good breakfast reading is a Science and a Nature magazine to read, or The Economist, Wall Street Journal, the New York Times. That's the kind of stuff I like to read.
Okay, I was just curious because one of my favorite shows is The Good Doctor.
Okay, I've seen that.
Are you familiar with The Good Doctor?
Yeah, I'm very familiar with that.
I think he portrays he really puts it out there. I see a lot of signs of the autism in Doctor, and I just wondered if you liked it as well.
No, he does a good job on that. We need the skills of these diverse minds. I mean, we just had this mess with this door that fell off this airplane.
Right.
And I was appalled to read that a private equity company owned that factory where those plane bodies were built. And then I heard about loose rudder bolts
right. And
private equity in the same article. Yeah, you see, they need some visual thinkers to rein in some of this stuff and say, hey, you can't cut this much staff. But you see, they don't see it. I saw the diagram of how the bolt worked, and there's a pin, a wire or something, goes in there that keeps it from unscrewing.
Right.
That's very obvious to me.
But it didn't.
But what
I've
learned is, to the more verbal thinker, they don't see
it. They missed it.
They cut the costs, and then all of a sudden, you've got a mess on your hands.
Big mess.
A great big mess.
How many people do you think on the spectrum are visual?
Probably a third of them, because on the spectrum what tends to happen, you get an extreme object visualizer like me. Can't do abstract math. I can do arithmetic just fine. The pattern math and music mind, your mathematician. And then there's a verbal autistic that learns facts about their favorite things. You know, maybe baseball players or whatever the thing is that they're interested in. And so let's look at the jobs that different kinds of thinkers can do. My kind of mind, skilled traits. And we need them. Your mathematical minds, computer programming, chemistry, orbital mechanics. There's all kinds of things you need math for that I'm not going to be doing. But what I have found in working on big beef plants is that my kind of thinker in the shop, high school graduates, one welding class, inventing mechanical devices and patenting them. Other jobs we're good at is art, photography, those are animals. And then your word thinker autistic, where they've excelled and done well in jobs, specialized retail in a relatively quiet environment, like selling new cars. And they're recognized for their knowledge of the new cars. Selling sporting goods has been this case of that's been good. Mm-hmm. Selling specialized business insurance. Then I did a Zoom call with a bank, and they had a couple of autistic salesmen selling fancy financial products I don't even understand. but they were doing well at that. Specialized knowledge. And then each one of those things, they're dealing with one client at a time. And those kind of jobs can be really good jobs for the verbal fact learner autistic person.
Excellent.
But I want to see people get into good jobs, and you know, some of your best mechanics are going to be on the spectrum.
Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Well, I want to see these kids that are different get into great careers. And the other thing is, too many parents overprotect and baby their kids. Like I was at the special rodeo, you know, for special needs kids today over at the stock show, and they're having a great time. One of the things that an event like that shows parents that their kid can actually do stuff, and they were having an absolutely fantastic time. But a lot of parents underestimate what their autistic kid can do. I'm seeing too many of them so sheltered. Well, they're not learning shopping, the most basic stuff I was doing when I was 7, 8 years old. I'd buy little airplanes and Superman comics and things like that when I was a kid by myself.
Right. I think it's wonderful when you can let go and let the kid get out and do the things, learn how to shop, learn how to do these things. And that was one of my things, was to not shelter my son, to just let him go and get out there and experience the world by taking him to various places. I mean, if it wasn't the ice capades, the movies.
Well, that's right. Taking him out.
Took him everywhere.
Kids aren't getting out and seeing enough stuff. And like I saw a little babies today over at the stock show. They were just fine. The kids that are out there, they're out there and all that, you know, that commotion, they just get used to that.
Right. That's great. That's great. It's good that those parents brought them out.
Well, that's just it. And I've had parents say to me they have problems with letting go. Even when I suggested something as simple as go in the shop that's across the hall. Oh, and by the way, I got two kids shopping at the airport, and they wanted some pictures, and I just found out this 12-year-old had never shopped, fully verbal, so I handed her a $5 bill, and I said, go in that shop across the hall and buy something. And she bought a drink and brought me back the change.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time. I truly appreciate it to come down and be a part of the KUVO Community Connection. We are a Colorado where everyone needs to be seen, felt, and heard. And I thank you so much, Temple.
It's been really great being here today. Thank you so much.